flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at BollandBranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app. You can take us on the go and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. So earlier in the show, we were trying to sum up the season with one word. You can vote on our poll. I said magical cakes was surprising. Jason was shocking. And EB was exciting / fluky. Mm-hmm. Magical's actually winning right now. You can vote at Junks Radio. But we wanted to go more in depth. As we look back on the season, what are you going to remember the most about the season?
Are we at like one game or one play?
It's up to
or
you.
Just,
it's up to you.
I would say for the most part for me is most Mondays we came in here and we're not playing Eric's brother's terrible version of Hail the Redskins on the
right.
Trumpet.
No, that was me.
That was him.
Me
oh, that was you. That's right. But yeah. Your brother was here, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that yeah. one, that rendition.
But, we didn't play the Titanic.
Yeah, we never played the Titanic.
How many seasons have we played the Titanic week after week after week?
Probably 25 straight years.
But
outside of the 2012 season, but I'm sure we played it at some point then because
we weren't playing
they had to make
that.
A run and, to get the playoffs that year.
Yeah, we weren't playing that. We were playing, and Bickle's coming in to play the music cakes. Mm-hmm. And obviously all the fans were all fired up. But the one play is, and I guess this is obvious, is the Hail Mary. That's the one.
Yes.
That's the one play.
It's the one that just jumps out at you the most.
Yeah.
But there were so many amazing plays.
To narrow it down to one.
No, I don't think it has to be one play. Like, I would say, what will I remember the most about the season? And maybe it's the reason why I use the word magical. Look, they lost three in a row, and it seemed like the season could go south on them. Although, I don't think anybody really thought that because they played really good teams in that three-game stretch mm-hmm. when they lost to Steelers and they lost to the Eagles.
Dallas wasn't really good, but that was just a bad loss.
Yeah, that one was a bad loss. But then they won five in a row on the last play of the game.
Yeah.
And they just, like that run of beating teams. Now, one of them was.
No, they didn't lose. They beat the Titans 42-19.
So. No, I know that. But then they had five straight games where they won on the last play.
So you're
Started
talking
with the
about,
Saints game.
You're talking about into the playoffs.
Yes.
Okay.
Started with the Saints game with the 2-point conversion that they stopped.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it just was a great run. Stopped. They just got on a roll at the end of the season. Like, I'll remember that roll. And they were better than those teams that, like, snuck into the playoffs with the late season roll. But to me, that was, like, the magical part of it. When you know, Bram Weinstein's calling them the cardiac commanders mm-hmm. or whoever dubbed them that. Like,
yeah, all the comebacks.
I'm just going to remember how good Jaden was throughout the season as a rookie.
Yeah.
Like, how well he played. Like, usually you expect a lot of bumps and bruises and ups and downs for rookies. I mean, aside from him banging up his rib and not playing well in a couple games in spurts there, he had a fantastic rookie
2024
season.
2024 will go down as the year that I correctly predicted he will go to the Hall of Fame. Yeah. but we found our Hall of Fame quarterback. That's what I'll remember.
Let's hope that's the case.
You're never going to be able to flex your muscle with that because we won't be on the air when he's inducted to the Hall of Fame.
Well,
never know.
It's going to become obvious.
I'll bet
it's going to become obvious with every year that this kid is special.
Right. I won't be able to collect the bet.
Have to contact him at his assisted care facility to get paid off.
But there were so many like signature plays. And,
oh, yeah.
I mean, Terry was a big part of a lot of it, too. I mean, Terry really stood out this year. This is the year where we went next level. And, you know, I said a couple of weeks ago, I think we all put to bed the notion that a lot of us brought up, well, he's not a true number one. He's like a good one, but maybe a 28th or 29th number one. No. He's good enough to be a true number one.
Turns out he's been a number one all along. He's had a bunch of number twos.
And threes.
Number twos like come out of your body, throwing him the football before Jaden Daniels showed up. Yes. And I know that's a gross way to put it, but it's pretty accurate.
I mean, you're talking about the plays, just if you just think about Terry McLaurin, just in the playoffs. He house call against the Lions on a quick one. This house call was pretty impressive. I mean, that was just a slant.
Same thing. Well, the Dallas one gets lost because we lost. That play was incredible.
Yes, it was. Yes.
I mean, his run after the catch this year was amazing.
And then some great passes from Jaden Daniels, the drop in the bucket bombs that he caught.
Mm-hmm.
Those aren't easy catches.
No. Those are the things I'm going to remember. You know, I was surprised that Jaden never had a signature, like Robert moment, like taking one 80 yards to the house.
Yeah.
He had some incredible fourth down and third down conversions.
Mm-hmm.
But he never finished one off.
Yeah,
on an 80-yard touchdown.
That's something else.
Did surprise me.
Something else I will take away from the season is their fourth down proficiency. Just fourth down became just another down to Dan Quinn. Like if it was fourth and short, and especially in a plus side of the field, you knew he was going for it, and they were going to convert at an insane rate.
Yeah, you know what? That's a good point because they set the record, the NFL record for most fourth downs.
Yeah.
Gotten. So and no one expects them to go 88%.
Well, that's the thing.
But I was historically hot. But I would expect the same approach next year.
Like, Might be the same approach. But not going to have the same results. You're not going to convert 90% of your fourth downs.
Maybe.
Jaden gives them a chance.
Look, the top four teams in fourth down percentage were the final four teams in the playoffs. Jaden Daniels this season, including the playoffs, finished with 4,390 passing yards, 1,026 rushing yards, 30 passing touchdowns and 7 rushing touchdowns.
Yep.
It's a pretty incredible rookie season.
That's called a massive hit at the number 2 overall pick. Massive hit.
So he had 37 total touchdowns.
Yep.
That's crazy for a rookie.
It's exactly what you're hoping for.
And his longest run was only 46 yards, so I'm kind of surprised that he didn't have a longer one than that.
He was like gliding.
Yeah. I mean, he had a bunch of 10, 15, 20-yard runs, but I did expect him to have a longer run.
But there's definitely, listen, I'm definitely going on record, and I want this back padding everything cake when it comes due. First one to say he's a Hall of Famer, but there's definitely room for improvement. I'll give you some examples. I thought there's several times down the stretch this season where he should have thrown the ball away, where he took sacks that he didn't need to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody's going to miss some throws. But there's just things that he can do to take it even to another level. I wanted him to take over more with his legs yesterday. It became obvious that we weren't going to be able to run the football very effectively. And I felt he was hanging in the pocket too long sometimes. And he should have just taken off because he's our best player. It's not even close he's our best player. It was fine. But he could be even better. That's something to look forward to. I think he can be better.
Yeah, he's going
to
get better.
And he will be. He'll improve.
Yeah.
He'll definitely improve. You know, he has the work ethic and the drive to get better.
He's unbelievable. Let's go to John in Richmond. John, what's up?
Thanks for having me, gentlemen. I appreciate it.
Yep.
I just want to make a quick statement. I truly believe if this team, if we had an above average quarterback and not the superstar that we have, this team would have been average at best.
Mm-hmm.
I think what happened yesterday, those three fumbles, was a true indication of where we are as a team. And I feel strongly that no other team in the NFL would have fumbled as much as we did yesterday in that situation. Thanks.
Know. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe.
Didn't the Lions just commit 5 turnovers a week ago against this team? I mean, it happens.
They just had a bad day.
Washington had a turnover-laden game.
They had a bad day.
They took advantage of it against the Detroit Lions.
Here's the problem.
They blew it.
When you have a bad day like that against a team like that, especially in their building where they hardly ever lose, you're going to pay for it. I mean, you can fumble the ball a bunch of times against the Titans, and it's not going to worry. You know, you're going to win.
Dude, they're excellent team. The Eagles,
yeah.
You know, this rematch of the Super Bowl, was that an overtime Super Bowl? I can't even remember. It was a 3-point Super Bowl.
Yeah, it was 32-29.
Jalen Hurts had like a really good game, and it was kind of like the Bills-Chiefs game yesterday. He came up a field goal 34, short,
34-31, maybe. It was a 3-point game. 38-35.
Sorry. But not overtime. Regulation?
Yeah, I think it was regulation.
Yeah.
Last year was overtime. Chiefs beat the Niners.
All right, let's go to Reggie in D.C. Reggie, what's up?
What's going on, fellas?
Hey, buddy.
What's up, Reggie? Man, listen, I've been listening to you. I've said the same story every time I come on for, damn it, 28, 29 years.
Thank you,
This
man.
Is the most fun I had listening to y'all, man, ever. Like, you think about it. Like, we had the Nats, World Series run. But, nope, everybody's not a seam head in D.C. We're in, you know, DMV. Then we had the Caps. The Rock the Red was hot, but you know, it's diehard when it comes to the Caps.
Yeah.
But, man, year after year, I'm hearing just things. Y'all got to make up to keep football exciting. This was so fun. I'm on YouTube. I missed the Iron Eagle interview last week. I had to go back and listen to that from y'all. I'm on YouTube. I think it was Lewis Riddick.
Look,
I had to go back and listen to
Ratchet.
That because I missed y'all in the morning. This is arguably the most fun I had listening to y'all. Even with the losing streak, it wasn't like we was getting crushed or it was like, man, I'm not sure if we're going to regress. You know what I mean? It was like, okay, maybe he's tired. You know, we played 3 good teams. What was that? Philly, Pittsburgh, and forgot the other one. But it wasn't like, you know, you can just like the wheels were about to fall off. And this was a blast listening to y'all. I'm setting my alarm clock 6 o'clock just to hear what y'all going to say. And last year I wasn't. I don't want to hear this nonsense.
I know.
With Sam Howell, with EB champion, this bum, and Eric the Enemy. We can't call him, you know, the initials because he's not that clown. So I was. It just wasn't fun last year. This year, man, this thing was a blast. Even though yesterday was a total disappointment. I wish we could have just not had a turnover, like had a clean game, and they beat us. Then I can be like, okay. But I felt bad. I'm feeling bad because I'm like, we gave them 21 points. Imagine if we didn't have that. But, of course, if. But, man, this was so fun listening to y'all.
I appreciate you saying that, Reggie.
Yeah.
Reggie,
thanks,
I really appreciate you saying that because for years we'd hear people say that we thrive on negativity.
Yep.
You know what it is, that cliche? You make chicken salad out of chicken, you know what?
Yep.
That's what we were forced to do. It's much more fun riding the wave of winning. It's much more fun. Look, when Terry McLaurin scored yesterday, Cakes and I were at the watch party.
Yeah.
Drab was there. Denton Day was there. Jason stopped by. We're there at Honor Brewing. That place erupted.
Oh, yeah.
Erupted. That's way more fun than doing a stupid funeral for a lobster knocking Shannon. I mean, you can have fun doing that too, but you're kind of forced to do those things when the team sucks year after year and apathy sets in.
Yeah, what did Honor sound like when McLaurin scored?
I mean, it was pandemonium.
To make it 14-12.
Like a nuclear bomb went off.
Yep.
It was great.
I can imagine.
I'm telling you, I'm still pissed. I'm just still pissed the way it ended because even though I do think the Eagles had superior talent and they deserve every bit of that win, I still feel like it could have been a different outcome if they don't punch it out of Eckler's hands.
Now, Honor, there were a couple moments where it was like, whoa, this could be a miraculous comeback.
Yeah, I mean, we could have stolen one that we probably didn't deserve.
Yeah.
Because we were right there still, despite all the nonsense, and they were outplaying us, but we were still hanging. And this team has a knack for coming back. I'm telling you, that's when I had my one outburst.
It's okay. You're allowed an outburst.
I had an outburst.
Okay. It's all good.
You woke up your mom.
I scared her. She said, Eric.
Yeah. I think that might have been the point where Denton turned to me and said, I need to switch up the mojo. I'm leaving.
He left.
And then he peeled out like like the tire tracks from Back to the Future. I mean, he got out of there with the quickness.
Yeah, my daughter Meg,
and I understand it.
She called me from Ithaca, and she just went on a walk. Like, that's how she had to deal with it. She had to just go on a walk in the middle of the game.
You got to dissociate yourself from it.
Dead peeled out like when he stole my burrito.
Yeah, exactly.
Hit and run. He got out of there quick.
Ed, what are you going to do?
Yeah, I think when they scored, EB, when they scored and got it to 34-23, they're thinking, hey, you still got a chance. They showed a sideline shot of Jaden, and he had that demeanor, like he's kind of looking around. You're like, seen this movie before.
I was grasping too that Biadasz came out. And then you're right. Then they fumble. Well, I saw Biadasz running around the ball. I was like, oh, maybe he wrestled it away. But
yeah.
And again, I'm probably in the wrong. I don't even blame Eckler. That was a hell of a play by them. Anytime I see someone come in there and punch that ball out, I just think that's such a sick play. I don't even blame the guy.
Nah, I kind of blame him.
I mean, you got to know.
Not Austin Eckler.
Yeah, but you have to know as a receiver, guys are going to try and strip the ball.
I know, Jay. I'm just telling you
I don't blame him because opinion. He's not the reason they lost. There's many reasons why they lost. Yeah. But
that was a huge turning point.
It was a huge
turning point as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, I think you're right because it's, like I said, it's 34-23. Then you actually force them into a punt.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah,
we just have momentum.
I mean, look, the odds are still stacked against you because your defense isn't stopping the Eagles.
Like, it would have been us stealing it.
Like, if you score a touchdown, okay, 34-30, give them a two-point conversion. Make it a field goal game, 34-31.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now we're making a kind of an assumption that we're going to stop them, which was hard. They scored a touchdown on the next drive.
But sometimes games
snowball from you. And then they scored a touchdown on the next drive.
And that's what happened.
Yes.
You know, sometimes games just snowball away from you. But, you know, they deserved it. It's just a little bit frustrating that we couldn't put up a better fight.
All right, we'll continue to take your calls. 800-636-1067. Taking your calls on what you're going to remember the most about the season. Look, it ended with a thud. 55-23 to loss, but they won 14 games this season after going just 4-13 a year ago. 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story. We break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.